This is WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. Going to be up in just, well, after about four songs or so, probably, with John Pauhida. Back again to plug his latest release. Right now, I have a few new songs I want to play. This is the newest by Diablogato. Once again, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. Right, that was the latest from Diablogato called Lost Highway. I'm going to play three more. Then we have John up. A couple of new ones. But this first one is the latest single by a band called Thunder Pussy, who I've seen before. I saw them. They came around a few years ago. Carissa Johnson opened for them up at once. They used to have the upstairs place there. They played there. Thunder Pussy did. All-female band. The name, you might not think that, but here we go. This is Thunder Pussy. We'll be back very shortly with John.
Taking away.
All right, that was Bye Bye Sunday Afternoon, which is the latest by Smitty and the Fez Tones on Rock Garden Records. Before that, we heard Derek Smith and the Cosmic Vultures with White Spade Symphony, and Thunder Pussy with Fire Breather, their latest single. I think they got a full length coming up shortly. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. John Paul Haida, what's up?
How are you, man? It's great to be back.
I'm good, yeah. Always a pleasure to have John up here in the studio. And we're going to talk quite a bit about the new release, Jerry's Kids. But
Jerry's House.
Jerry's Kids.
You're not the first person who said that. Mike Gent was like, just what? Reminds me of Jerry's Kids.
Was that a bit? Jerry's Kids were a band.
That's true. But I'm thinking about the MDA telethon.
That too. I used to watch it religiously.
Well, that's what you get for calling your album Jerry's House.
Right. You're going to get a lot.
Jerry's House is...
Other people have said that, though?
Yeah, Mike Gent. And he's the only one, actually, Bob. I think everyone thinks it, but
they
don't say it.
That's good company. If I got to be lumped in with Gent
Well, and Jerry Lewis is a genius in France, they say.
He is. But before we jump into that, I just want to go back a ways. Mm-hmm. You're from the Albany, New York area, is that correct?
Yeah, I went to the Albany Public School Systems, and I lived there, I think, all totaled about 27 years. So, yeah, that's my hometown. I was just there, actually, with my kids. My mom still in the Troy area.
Yeah.
We were just talking about the Bentmen. I think that's where Reeves Gabrel is now. And also, Paul Coldery lives in Rensselaer County.
Oh.
A lot of... Boston expats out that way.
What brought you here?
You know, I started to write what I thought were some good tunes, and I was kind of a late bloomer as far as writing good tunes. And I had played the same couple of clubs in Albany forever and ever, and I was getting older. I didn't move here until I had just turned 34. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was between here and New York City, and I got to tell you, I was absolutely in love with some Boston bands, and I wanted to walk the same streets that the neighborhoods walked, because I am such a fan of the hoods. And, you know, at that time in 2000, which is when I moved here, I was really super into the Gentlemen and the Upper Crust. And I didn't think New York City had a band that could touch those bands, frankly.
That's a tall bar, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, and I wanted to see those guys as much as I could. And I love Boston. You know, being from Albany, Boston always seemed like Paris. You know what I mean? So, and I think New York was a little scary. And frankly, I was scared to move here. Change, I've never been so big with change. And the first year was pretty bleak. I couldn't get anything happening. I moved here with a woman, and we moved into an apartment in Jamaica Plain. And things didn't work out for us, but I really owe it to her because she got me here. And I wouldn't have found a place to live and all that. So after a year, things started falling together. And boy, I'm so glad I stayed.
Yeah, because you have certainly found yourself as far as getting shows and putting great music out and just being a fixture in the Boston scene. Really, you're a fixture.
Well, this town has been kind to allow me to, you know, perform and go through my wacky musical changes, you know, and keep having me back, you know. So it was a good move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Gentlemen, did you hear about the reunion show?
I sure did. I'm very excited to see that. They were
10 years.
10 years has it been that long? And Pete Caldez is the drummer, is such a mysterious figure. It'll be great to see him again. The Burn, that'll be perfect.
Yeah.
You know?
I got my ticket already.
Nice.
Because that'll probably move quick, I'm thinking.
Right? They should add another show or something.
Yeah. You would think, but you never know. People are fickle.
Right, right.
But you would think.
I'm psyched. That first record, all of their records were great. And, you know, when I moved here, became very good friends with Mike Gent.
Yeah.
And he's become a producer and a collaborator. We write songs together. He taught me how to drive. And, again, late in life, I didn't learn how to drive till I was 49. And
wow. But you got it done.
I got it done.
49 and you...
Got it done. Now I'm a driving fool.
Now you drive everywhere, even if you don't have to.
I drove to New York City just a couple days ago, and I haven't had an accident yet.
Wow.
At fantastic. Least none I've told my wife about.
Fantastic.
Just kidding, honey.
Fantastic. So you had the Rudds briefly,
mm-hmm.
but the airport, I'm going to shorten the name just to...
Sure.
...has put out... I've been playing stuff for a long time. Airport Life, The Phaser.
Uh-huh. Bad Pilot.
Bad Pilot was a recent one, right?
Yeah, that was our second one. This Phaser Sounds Divine, which it was our last one. Actually, I stole that title from a Fig song, Mike Gent's other band. He had a great mm-hmm. single called This Phaser Sounds Divine. So I stole that title because I loved it. And I have a song called This Phaser Sounds Divine Part 2. But I gave him co-writing credit just because I stole that title.
What led to the name John Pohida International Airport?
Well, the Rudds broke up, and I've always been pretty bad at naming bands. The Rudds, we were named after Phil Rudd from AC/DC. In Albany, I was in a band called the Stasiacs. Stan the Man Stasiak, are you familiar? You know, the wrestler. And I think I just happened to hear that Ronald Reagan had an airport, you know, and
that's
I needed
right.
I had a gig, I needed a name, and it just fell out of the tongue, and by the time we did the gig, it was too late to go back. So, John Pohida International Airport, yes. Yes. Three albums, and
yeah.
An EP, and this is not an airport record, however.
No.
This is a solo record, because the airport really, every guy in the band does at least play on one song, but for the most part, it's a lot of guests, and it's Scott Janovitz and myself. And Mike Gent plays on a bunch, and it really is a solo record.
Yeah, we're gonna get to the specifics of Jerry's house,
mm-hmm.
not kids.
Mm-hmm.
After I play one off the computer, and you're gonna play one live. But just briefly, what led to this solo release? You just had so many people on it.
You know,
that you said this isn't really an airport thing. This is more of a me and a whole bunch of other musicians.
Yeah. Well, it started. I had always sort of fantasized about going to record with the great drummer Jerry Murata, who plays on the first three or four Peter Gabriel records. He plays on the Hall & Oates records that I love,
mm-hmm.
Voices, Private Eyes, Ecstatic. Plays with Joan Armatrading. He plays on Robert Fripp's Exposure. And he lives in Woodstock, close enough to my mom, about a 40-minute drive. And he manages a studio called Dreamland, where Joe Jackson recorded, where the Figs recorded. And I just always had it in my mind to, if I had a couple good songs, so I think we had ended This Phaser Sounds Divine, and I was like, when I write a couple decent tunes, I'm going to call him. And I did. I found his phone number online in the Dreamland website, and I called him. He called me back, and he said, well, Dreamland's all booked up, but, you know, I have a studio in my house. It's a good studio. I have an engineer right in Woodstock. What did you have in mind? I said, well, look, I want to be honest. I don't need a studio. I have a guy up the hill I record mm-hmm. with, my keyboard player, Peter Moore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just always been a dream of mine to record with you. And he said, well, I don't know you, and I don't just do that. That's not something that I do. And
who
I was like, I
know you.
I was like, this is crazy. I'm sorry. He's like, well, what's your budget? And let me tell you, my budget was very low.
Mm-hmm.
But I happened to get him like around a time, I don't know if his mortgage was due or whatever, but he agreed to do it. And I went and I did two tunes with him, and it was a really magical day in Woodstock. He was very gregarious. He was very encouraging of the tunes. He played his butt off, and it was so wonderful to witness this master drummer just kicking the crap out of my tunes. It was marvelous. And then as luck would have it, I ended up getting John Siegler, the bassist, who was his bass player on those Hall & Oates records. They're a legendary section. I had done a gig with John Siegler, and we were thinking about putting another band together. And he said, send me some tracks if you need a bass player. You know, he didn't charge me or anything. And I said, I just happen to have some tunes with Jerry Marotta. He's like, send me those. And I did. And I reunited this incredible section on the tune, It Can't Happen Here. They both play together on that. It's pretty special
awesome.
For me as a fan.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm gonna play one off of
I like how you were going to play and you didn't ask me what to play, which I'm more excited to see what you play.
I'm going to tell you now, because you might want to speak to it for a minute before I play it, and then I'm going to play Bad Feeling.
Oh.
I don't know if you want to talk about specifically about that, and then
that's great.
Let it roll.
Wow. Okay. If I'm to be very honest, Bad Feeling, which is the last song on the record, and it's a catchy little number. Mm-hmm. I almost left it off the album because I felt like I had so many kind of Princey falsetto tunes already.
It is Princey.
And I couldn't find a spot to put it. But then Last really worked because the record gets a little dark towards the end, mm-hmm. and it lightens up the proceedings.
That's right.
I got into a bit of a heated spat with the guitarist in the airport. I won't name his name after a gig.
We'll do it when the mics go down. We're going to talk all about him.
But, he actually said to me, don't write a song about me. And it took a while, but I did. But the thing is, when you really listen to the tune, it's more about how insane I am talking about my fruit knife so much in this song. And it's got sort of a Coasters meets Prince kind of a vibe.
Great tune.
Dana Colley is the special guest on this one from Morphine. Yeah. Dee Demeling, who was in the airport when we won the Rumble, plays incredible synthesizer. This was started in Providence, Rhode Island, finished up at Scott Janovitz. It's in Arlington, right up the hill from me. Mm-hmm. Mike Gent on guitar. And Bad Feeling, it's a funny little song.
We're going to roll it out, and then John's going to play it, and we'll be back to talk a whole lot more about the release.
Here's Thank you,
Bad Feeling. You got it.
Oh,
All right. Bad feeling.
Bad feeling. I got a good feeling about you having me on this show, though, Skybar.
Get my headset on. Yeah, that was that's a great tune,
Thank
John.
Thank
you. You want to play one, and then we'll talk a little more about the release.
Yeah, sure. I'm having a CD release party, believe it or not, in Los Angeles, California, May 18th at the Hotel Cafe. And I didn't know that this was going to happen, but the drummer out there, a guy named Aaron Conti, who toured with Not a Surf, he's been on my case to come out there and let him play drums for me for decades. I think he saw the Rudds at the Lizard Lounge back in about 2002, and he got that first record, and he's just been one. And I was familiar with his drumming. He's an amazing drummer. And so he's like, I'll tell you what, if I get a gig, will you come out here and play? I said, all right. And he got a gig, got a good gig at the Hotel Cafe. So we put together a great band. It's him. Aaron Tapp, who was just here playing with the Drop 19s, is Paula Kelly Orchestra and Paula Kelly's husband. He's going to be on keyboards and guitar. Fernando Perdomo, who plays in the Echo in the Canyon movie, in that band, he's Marshall Crenshaw's guitarist. He's going to be on guitar. Got special guests lined up. Probin Gregory from the Beach Boys and Brian Wilson. He wants to come out and sit in.
This is a who's who of
it's
stars.
It's going to be really cool. I'm going to be reunited with Amy Correa, who's out there. She's a great artist, and she sings on Airport Life. She did the arrangements to Saki Bombing, those great background vocals. She's going to come out. And
is it just one gig you're doing?
It's just one gig. But,
one big gig.
But I'm happy to do it. I'm going to sell some merch. And yeah, that's May 18th. So what I'm trying to get to is I want to do, if I get to do two songs, I want them both to be about California in some way. This is a song from the last Airport record. This is called Michael 3 O'Clock. This is about Michael Quercio from the 3 O'Clock. So. I must admit I was a fan ever since I saw your band. 85, that college crowd was so unkind, didn't let it break your stride, and you blew my mind. You told that girl you could suck on this, sorry, and we'll be out in a minute. Super California fragile diva, what goes on inside your head? Michael, 3 o'clock, it's time for bed. Woo! I know that Prince once held your hand, and it's clear I am a man. No renown. I thought if I dropped a couple names, you and I might play a game. But you turned me down, yeah. And that's a shame, cause I dig your records, like the one with the late Scott Miller. Super California fragile diva, what goes on inside your head? Yeah, yeah. Psycho, really, candy liar, Michael, 3 o'clock, it's time for bed. I'm gonna hop a plane, bring you something mid century modern. Boy, I'll look in every window. We all know about your fame, sugar. Know about your El Presidente. You've always been a star, FCC, talk about. Super California fragile diva, what goes on inside your head? Psycho, really, candy, liar, Michael, 3 o'clock, it's time for bed. Super California Michael, 3 o'clock, it's time for bed. Yeah.
Very nice.
Thank you.
I remember that song well. Yeah, used to play that one. Yeah.
You know, I was trying to figure out a stylistic song, and I got the music off the web. I think it's like, you are everything, and there were so many chords, I couldn't get it, but that song came out. So thank you to the stylistics, and thank you for my ineptitude of figuring out that song.
I think there are 15 tracks on this. It's a lot of music.
Yeah, 3 years in the making. So, you know, that's 5 songs a year. And believe me, we recorded more. Not everything made the grade. But I'm happy with everything that's on it.
Yeah, I just did some quick... There's a lot of musicians on this. I might be off by a couple here, but I think there are... On the whole release, I think there are 3 different people playing bass. I think there's 7 people on drums.
Yeah.
6 guitarists.
Yeah.
7 people on the keys.
Right.
4 horns, 5 percussion.
Yeah.
So did this, well, you just said that it took a bit. So I imagine it must have taken a while to get all these people to line up to do this.
Some of them, it was live in the studio. For instance, Greg Hawks from The Cars, he came in and he played all his parts in Peter Moore's studio. That was a fantastic day. I ran into him in Harvard Square.
How did you get Greg Hawks?
The first time I met Greg was in the Regent Theater in Arlington. We were both playing a holiday show, a Christmas show. But I approached him because I did a Todd Rundgren tribute through Rundgren Radio, and I played with some of Todd's people. And I approached him with that because he was Todd Rundgren's keyboard player for about 15 years after The Cars.
He only recently retired
that gig. And I said, hi, my name's John. I do this tribute out in Ohio sometimes. He's like, oh, yeah, right. So next thing you know, this Rundgren Radio put a show together at the Lizard Lounge, and Greg ended up sitting in with us and Jesse Gress, Todd's late guitarist. So we had a relationship. So, and then I had him over to the house. We had like a Todd fan party, and I surprised all the fans. We had a pizza party at my house, and Greg showed up with his wife, Elaine, and that was fun. So I ran into him in Harvard Square. I said, hey, man, would you be into recording? And he got back to me, and he showed up like I did with his guitar, no case. He showed up with his microcorg that The Cars recorded with. This is a legendary. It should be in a museum. Mm. He showed up under his arm, not even in a case. I mean, he's just like a true artist. And really a synthesizer pioneer when you think about what he did and what he continues to do. So Greg is on the record. That's the thing about this album is I'll never make another album like this, the way it all happened. And it was during COVID, too. So a lot of people did send tracks back and forth, which is turning into the norm anyway now.
I know.
But, other people, it was live, with...
You would never do it again just because there's so many... Damn people,
I don't know. It just seemed like a fate to organize this in a certain way.
Yeah, a lot of work,
and but I don't take anything away from the Airport records because I think that this record would have been good even if the Airport played on it.
Yeah,
but it's nice. This is like some lost album from 1985 that never got released. You know, you got guys from The Cars, Peter Gabriel, Hall and Oates, a Devo. You know, I did write a song with Josh Hager, who's been in Devo now for about 10 years or so. Song called New York Infirmary. That's the other co-write.
I'm playing that.
Oh, great. I'm glad.
Spoiler alert.
I'm glad you are playing that.
Yeah, that's one. And I just picked these randomly. We only have an hour show, so I can't.
Yeah.
I could have played like 8 of them.
Yeah, it was nice.
But I'm playing like a bunch of
them. It's so nice to come on and talk to somebody who has listened, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's great stuff. I've been Dana Carley from Morphine. Again, do you know him?
Yeah, Dana, I think just through doing gigs over the last 24 years.
Yeah, he's in this. He's around a lot, right?
So yeah, he seems to pop up. Our paths don't cross much as far as gigs go, but he actually did some recording with me on something that never came out, probably close to 20 years ago now.
Yeah.
And he is a fan of a lot of the people I'm a fan of. And he said to me, you know, your stuff reminds me of people I really like The Tubes. And he said Tim Curry and people like that. I was like, oh, awesome. So, yeah, I asked him to... he plays on 2 tracks on the record.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's got such a unique and distinct sound. Although on Bad Feeling, he's just letting it rip. not necessarily in a Morphine way.
Right.
He's got more of a Morphine vibe on the other tune. But he's got personality, you know, and to become yourself as an instrumental is such a rare thing. But he has an identifiable thing, and that's what you always hope for, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to play a couple more. Well, we gave one away. I'm from New York Infirmary. Is that?
Yeah, Josh Hager wrote all the music.
And I'm also going to play, I'm going to play two. I'm also going to play Bring Me the Wings.
Awesome. But, that one turned out good. Greg Hawks is on that.
I don't know if you
one.
Want to talk about those two. I just let them rip.
Cool.
And you'll play one. You got one more live one before we get out of here. But yeah, this is New York Infirmary.
Let her rip.
That's how I ended up here. Ooh. New York Infirmary. Madonna's face is all blown out. Woman looking like she drowned. Yeah. I got a place in Bedford Stuy. Nobody come around. It was on the steps of the Episcopal Church, the cathedral at St. John. Yeah. A saxophonist was assaulting tourists. Don't know the trip that he was on. That's when I saw her. When she spoke Reggio, holding hands, concocting plans, sipping our correctos. I gave her books, I showed her art of the Italian futurist. These kids these days, they know everything, but they have no experience. That's how I ended up here. Drone queens, bring me the wings of the Mephadrone queen. I was looking for the NCB Mumbai division. My fiance killed in that wrong way street collision. I dove into my work. I mean, what else could I do? I really love that girl. It was rare for drug lords to be of female persuasion. Must admit these witches had my admiration. Wasn't the drug so much was my deciding factor, cause I was always bombed and blunted like that chubby so-so actor. Off to the runway, off to the sky. Bring me the wings of the Mephadrone queen. Teenage mugs, all sunk in on the Tivolian cat. For New York, London, Cairo, and Belfast. Orders were MDA in the discos of Dubai. When I hopped a side trip with a tycoon and his wife, they craved a sexcapade, but I couldn't get it up. I hear this video and it's gnawing at my gut. Meanwhile, in the former Bombay, the case was getting hot. Money for snitches left queen bitch within earshot. Tycoon was nice enough to fly me in his plane. We never spoke about my impotence again. Back to the runway. Back to the sky. Bring me the wings of the Mephidrum Queens. Drop me in the mouth of the Ganges. Dirty street jobs for those perfect teenage mugs. All sunken on the teat of the MCAT. New York, London, Cairo, and Belfast. Bring me the wings.
Wow. And John reminded me when we were off here that he played that, Bring Me the Wings, last time he was on, which was, I don't know how long ago that was. It wasn't a whole lot long ago, but yeah.
Yeah.
Played that. We had that one. And what do we have before that? We had New York Infirmary, of course. So, yeah, Bring Me the Wings. There's a lot there.
Yeah. It's like, you know, a story, and it was something that I'd seen in the news about these female drug lords. Which was unusual, that were manufacturing and distributing all over the world a drug called methadrone, which I'd never heard of, but I guess it's a big party drug in the discos. And so I did a little research, you know, a little bit, and of their story, and then I added some stuff, and I, you know, put myself in the role of a cop or a drug agent or something, and that came out somehow.
Well, quite a tale.
Quite a tale. And you got, now on that, you got Jim Haggerty on the bass from the Airport.
Yeah.
I played bass on the bridge because I played with a pick and I thought that that would be a little more punchy. And Peter Moore, the great Peter Moore, on keyboards. Greg Hawks is in there somewhere. Mike Castellana doing a really nice, some slide work. And yeah, there you have it. Well, from Jerry's House, go to Bandcamp and pick that up. That's the best way to support artists these days.
It's all I use.
Yeah, John Pohaya on Bandcamp. I have hard copies of CDs coming to my house on Thursday. I'm going to be doing mailings at the post office. Which is probably the first time I ever met you was at the post office, actually.
Back in Arlington days.
Because you, how long did you work at that particular facility?
Over 30.
Wow.
I did like 38 years.
Incredible.
In the post, I was in Medford for a few years, but.
You got out, man. Congratulations.
Yeah. I got out because I have to do more of this.
Right on.
I have to do more of going to shows.
I'll keep making records just because you do this.
And when you're working, a lot of times you're forced to work till like 6 o'clock or so, and there's some early shows nowadays.
Oh, I know. It's tough.
And the big thing was Saturday. Like, Saturdays. most people are off Saturdays, not the mailman. So, like, yeah, it was kind of, I didn't need it anyway. There's a myriad of reasons why it was time to finally leave, which it was, though, when it was worked out great.
Yep.
Did I hear that? Well, I didn't hear, but are you putting a vinyl of this out? It's,
I've been talking to Mike Gent, who co-produced some of the records, and he is really on my case to do vinyl on his little boutique label, Needle Drop. And, you know, and that's enough of an impetus for me to do it. You know, his belief in it. Because Mike is, like I said, the gentleman in the figs, one of my heroes. So, and he's such a music lover and a knowledgeable, you know, vinyl collector and everything else. He's like, this record needs to be on vinyl. Yeah. And he's got, you know, some connections where the rates aren't insane.
I was going to say, because it's crazy money.
Yeah, it's not that bad for 100. For 100. And if I do, I'm going to add a couple bonus tracks, because it's a couple things that Scott and I are sitting on that I think would work nicely.
You need the bonus tracks to sell the record.
Right, exactly.
Got to throw a bonus track.
And I only vinyl I have is Q Division put out a single of ours in 2010, Daddy's the Man. And
so it'd be cool.
It would be cool
to have a vinyl of some sort.
Yeah. If Mike can sort of take the bull by the horns and kind of lead the process, that'll help me, because I don't have any good sense about that stuff.
We got time for one more. You want to strum?
I'll do another California song since I'm heading out there.
Going out to Cali.
This is called Fernando Three Times, and this is about Fernando Perdomo. I was out in L.A. maybe 4 years ago, and I couldn't hook up with him. But since then, we played with the Naz together in Cincinnati with Stookie and Tom from Todd's original band. We did a full set with them in Cincinnati, and Fernando's all over this record, and now we're just homies. So this is called Fernando Three Times. Let's see. Sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4. I took an Uber from the Getty Villa to UCLA. If not for Sandy, wouldn't be in Pasadena. Listen to the tubes play. I called Fernando three times, but I'm just wasting my time. I can't get arrested in California. There is a steakhouse in the valley. They say Joni's been going. It's hard for her to rehabilitate with everyone glowing. You all just give me the blues. You only listen to blue. I can't get arrested in California. Sunset on the strip, power down all the conduits. Oh, this is just depressing, yeah. But I will cop to a magic here. I dig the ones that are truly weird. Up north, they're only bluffing. Woo! Oh, yeah! Just imagine the out-of-tuneness being chorus. Two, three, four. I call Fernando again. Three times. I guess we're just Facebook friends. I can't get arrested in California. I guess I should've moved when I was pretty and young. But I suck then. Oh yeah, I really suck then. Oh yeah.
Sweet.
Man, this Coke Zero and this Propel's got me all jazzed up.
Sweet. Good stuff. You got anything else you want to say? Any gigs you want to plug around here? Or are we?
I do, actually, surprise, surprise to anyone's listening. I have a gig with Nat Friedberg.
Yes.
Speaking of the Upper Crust.
Yes.
Going to be doing a show with him at the Plow and Stars on a Saturday night. I think it's July 6th, out in July. And then I am going to do a release party, an official release party, August 15th with the I Want You and the Shanghai Lows.
Ooh.
That's not till August 15th at the Burnback Room. And right
that's
now...
That's another one I got to get to. Because, of course, yeah. as you know, I'm a huge fan of the Shangs.
Yeah, yeah. And Lee will be there, man. So, that, you know, I want to get Lee up to sing something.
That's
and
right.
I also want to get Jim Gerdeman up to sing something. That's so I'm looking forward
one.
To that. So that's happening.
That's
and,
good.
I got videos. Check them out on YouTube for a lot of these songs. I love making the videos. That's yep. fun.
Once again, go to Bandcamp. John Paul Haida's latest.
Yeah, and the whole catalog is there. Yep. Cheap.
And actually, we only got five. See, now I'm up against the clock.
Right.
I'm gonna sneak idling in.
Wonderful.
It's short.
Probe and Gregory from the Brian Wilson Band on flugelhorn and the gorgeous background vocals. He's going to be coming out to sit in with us in Hollywood, actually.
All right. I'm going to get this in. Idling. Once again, off John's newest...
Scott Janovitz string arrangement.
off of Jerry's House, latest from John Paul Haida. This is Idling.
Flugelhorn. Ah, Skylar.
Punch drunk from the alcohol. Now I'm down at the dispensary. Tell the kids that daddy won't belong. Your mama was right about me when she said that boy's no good. I should have told that witch to save her breath.
All right, that was Idling by John Paul Haida. And I want to thank him once again for coming in. Always a pleasure to have him here. Get his new stuff, Jerry's House
thank
on
you,
Bandcamp.
Scott.
You can shout out. Yeah, John's still in the studio malingering as we as I pack up. And we got 20 seconds. So, yeah, you can say your final goodbye.
I'd like to say goodbye, and I'd like to suggest Lee Harrington coming on this show.
Yes. Trying to get Lee. Getting after that guy. We're going to get him next time.
A legend and a hero. I'd love to hear that show. Especially with your knowledge of the hoods.
Yeah, I would too. We're going to get him. I got to get out of here. WMFO in Medford. Rising with Skybar. This is a band called Soft Kill. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
All right.